Thelma, run down to the shoemaker's and get Michael's shoes from the shop before he closes.
I can't, Mama. I just finished washing my hair.
Oh. Junior, I guess you're going to have to go.
Oh, Mama, why I got to go? Why can't Michael go?
Because I got no shoes.
Michael.
Oh, yesterday I had to take them down. Today I got to bring them back. I'm wearing out my shoes getting here.
Just go.
Hey, JJ, while you're at it, here's a dollar. Give me a tube of soft and satin pretty lips.
For a dollar, I'll paint a pair of lips on you myself. And a face to go along with it.
Why don't you grow a beard and disappear in it?
Hear that, Mama? Every time I turn
around. The only thing I want to hear is that front door hitting your backside. Now get the child's shoes before he grows out of them.
Look at this. 17-year-old flunky for an 11-year-old midget.
Mama, are we ever going to get a color TV?
We don't need no color TV. We know the sky is blue and the grass is green.
Are you miserable? Are you unhappy? Well, I'm Reverend Sam, your happiness man, with a personal message to you from God. God told me to come to Chicago because there are so many...
There's Reverend Sam. Ain't he the preacher Daddy knows?
Yeah. But wait. Perhaps you don't think there is a God.
Oh, there's a God, all right. And when he sees what you up to, watch out, brother. I hate a phony.
If you hate him, why you watch him?
Because hate is such a good emotion. I don't want to waste it on somebody I don't know.
Come to Chicago Stadium tonight and let me, Reverend Sam, lighten your burden.
And empty your pockets. Michael, turn that thing off.
Hey, what y'all talking about? That's my good friend Smiling Sam on there.
If he's your friend, why don't he answer some of your phone calls? You must have left a dozen messages.
Oh, you get in touch with me, baby. You'll see. You know how busy the man is.
Sure, he's been busy ripping off poor folks.
Oh, now, come on, baby. You got to stop that talk about Smiling Sam, the happiness man. When we was in the army, we was best friends.
Yeah, except then, he was Buck Private Sam, the latrine orderly man.
You mean he wasn't a preacher in the army, Daddy?
No, son, he was... Well, what he was... He was a crapshooter. He was out of sight, too. I tell you, when Sam had those dice, he couldn't lose for winning. Baby, it was like they was blessed.
James, that's blasphemy.
Could also have been loaded dice.
No, son, Sam didn't need that jive. I tell you, I never will forget the night old Sam cleaned out a bunch of noncoms in the company chapel.
James, you were shooting dice in the house of the Lord?
That's all right, baby. We was on our knees all the time. Anyway, we was walking back to the barracks, see? And Sam turned to me and said, James, I believe we're being followed. I turned around and sure enough, there's a whole battalion of sore losers behind me. So Sam handed me his winnings and said, James, you run faster than me, so take the money and split.
Did you both manage to split, Daddy?
Well, sort of, son. I split with the money, but they split Sam. He was the first war casualty of the latrine detail.
From what I saw on TV this morning, he ain't off that detail yet.
Baby, you gotta stop that talk, because that's when we got real close. You know, the next day I went to see him in the infirmary, and I took him back every penny. You know what he called me after that? Honest James.
You know what I call him? Jesse James. Honey, that man is using religion like a hustle.
Oh, now, baby, get off of Sam's case. That's my good buddy. I want you to stop talking like that, especially when he comes around to call on me.
Ha! That'll be the day.
Now, you laugh if you wanna, but just suppose now that was Sam right outside the door.
If that's Sam outside this door, I'll shine your shoes in Marshall Field's window.
Uh-oh. Good morning, sister.
Smiling Sam!
Honest James!
Hey. We don't raw.
We don't fight.
but we're gonna score tonight. Oh, watch those tomcats go rolling along.
That dog. Last time I saw you, man, you was decked out in guardhouse green. And, Lord, look at you now.
Oh, don't let these rocks and rags fool you, James.
They don't fool me.
Sam, this is my wife, Florida. She shines shoes at Marshall Fields.
As a good book says, a good wife is the peculiar gift of heaven.
Ain't that nice the way he puts that, baby?
Honest James, married. I'll be damned.
In due time.
Sam, I want you to meet my youngest son, Michael. I've been telling him all about you.
Hello, Michael. I suppose you know me pretty well, son.
Well enough not to shoot craps with you. How did you ever get to be a reverend?
Well, Michael, I simply got the calling. You know, Sister Florida, I turned away from a life of sin and took the vows to do God's work.
I see none of them vows included poverty.
Well, Sister, he who toils in God's garden shares the abundant harvest.
How much of that harvest did you share with the black community?
Michael, go to your room.
But, Daddy, this is my room.
Okay, little fella, then take your books and go to Thelma's room and do your homework.
James, I can certainly see you have a strong and loyal family. Mm-hmm. Do you know I've been trying to contact you for days?
Now, see, baby, what did I tell you?
I need you, my good friend. God needs you. I want to offer you a position in my crusade.
Me? Work in your crusade?
Doing what, Sam? James is a good man, but when it comes to being religious, he ain't made it to the back pew yet.
Sister, I don't need a religious man. I need an honest man. You see, my collection's been coming in a little shy lately, and I've had the strong feeling that while I'm at the pulpit spreading the good word, my ushers are in the john splitting the big take.
Man, there's a black long Cadillac parked outside with God is here signs hanging on the door.
Sam, I want you to meet my oldest son, James Jr. Junior, this is Reverend Sam.
Is that your Cadillac out there? That's the biggest hog I ever seen.
Well, son, the Lord watches over me.
Well, he must have blinked because one of your hubcaps is missing. The happiness man. Dynamite. I dug you on the tube, man. Them threads, those rocks, them wheels. You and God must be on a first-name basis.
My friend Sam wants me to go to work for him.
Far out. Now, that's the kind of religion I can get into. The good word rolls out, and the long green rolls in.
Hey, Jay, did you get my...
Hello?
You're Reverend Sam!
Sam, this is my daughter, Thelma.
And isn't she a little doll? I can certainly see where she gets her fine looks.
So can I. From the corner drugstore. Here's your mouth, gal.
Is in our own living room. Wow, you must know everybody on TV, like the Jackson Five and the Staple Singers. You know them?
Know them? I saved every one of them.
Out of sight. Reverend, may I please have your autograph?
Well, I usually charge a quarter, but for you, my pretty, do you have a Bible handy?
Sure, I'll get your mama's.
No, you don't. Nobody signs my Bible but the original author. And you go to your room and help Michael with his homework.
Mama.
Thelma, go.
Baby, would you mind making us some coffee, please? Have a seat, Sam.
Well, as I was saying, James, trust is the name of the game when you're working for the Lord, and I need a man I can trust. I need my old buddy, Honest James.
You really think I can help you, huh?
Positive. When my ushers drive better cars than I need help.
Cadillac outside as fine as this dude right here. I've seen you somewhere. You're that preacher who makes more money on television than Bob Hope and Red Fox put together. What you doing here?
Well, business is slow, so he's making house calls.
I'm Malona, a friend of the family.
Well, any friend of this family is a particular friend of mine.
Mm.
I'm delighted to meet you, Willona.
Ooh, honey, you are smooth. You know what, Reverend? You got your thing so together, I almost sent you a dollar once.
And sister, you should give in to those charitable feelings. They come from the Lord.
This dollar came from the devil. It was alimony money.
You were divorced.
Yes, but not desperate. My new hat I got on sale. Ooh, girl, you will not believe who walked into the boutique shop this afternoon.
Who?
Izzy Mae Patterson.
The woman has the Weight Watching place? The one who's always bragging about a perfect size 8?
Mm-hmm. Well, now she's a perfect size 14.
Because of her diet?
Nope. Because of her husband.
Oh, no.
I don't know, Sam. I got a job now, and it pays pretty good. You think you can beat $2.50 an hour?
I think so. What about $100 a day?
$100 a day?
I mean $100 a day, 7 days a week.
That's $700 a week.
What's wrong, Honest James? Not enough?
No, I didn't mean it like that. It's just that I didn't know that honest men were that expensive.
I know what you mean, but put your mind at rest. James, I'm not selling anything but happiness. Now, why don't you and your whole family come down to the revival meeting tonight, and you'll see the kind of joy I bring to my following. What do you say?
$100 a day.
Now, James, tonight is my last night in Chicago. I have to catch the midnight plane. I must have your answer by then.
You have it. Florida? Sam has invited us all to a revival meeting tonight.
Well, what does he need us for? To dry him off after you walk the water?
Sister Florida, you doubt me now, but seeing is believing. And you will believe when you see all those sad people walking in, disgruntled,
yes,
dispirited, mm-hmm, disillusioned. Mm-hmm. Despair.
Right.
Walking in the steamy waters of despair. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
People ain't going no further. Then they hear the Lord's name through me. Can I have an amen? Now they hear the voice of God, and the people rise up, and their backs straighten, and their heads sit tall, and their spirits start soaring.
That was good. I never see you do Geraldine.
Florida, Christian keeps an open mind.
And I'll keep a closed pocketbook.
Maybe Sam offered me a job paying $100 a day.
Nobody makes that kind of money legally.
Baby, you gotta give Sam a break. Hell, woman, give me a break. $100 a day. Come on, you got to come to that meeting tonight.
All right.
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
We don't roar.
We don't fight.
But we're gonna score tonight. And watch those Tomcats go rolling along.
Boy, my friend Sam put on quite a show, didn't he? Huh? I don't know about y'all, but I'm sold.
Yeah, dynamite. Man, he was up there flapping his arms and shouting to the sky, "Hallelujah, brothers! The happiness man is here to spread the word of the Lord." And he was preaching, and the choir was singing, and the people were clapping.
And the ushers was collecting. James, how could you go anywhere with that hypocrite?
Hypocrite? Mama, all those people believed he was the shepherd of the Lord.
I knew he was the shepherd when I saw him fleecing the sheep.
Well, I thought he was beautiful. And when all those white pigeons went flying in the air, I opened my mouth and screamed.
And I opened my program and ducked.
Now, baby, stop that talk. You saw all them people he made happy. And what about them people he cured? And what about the cat in the wheelchair?
Yeah, I like to die when that old man wheeled down to the front and old smiling Sam says, "You are healed. The healing power is within you." And bam, the cat jumped up out of the wheelchair and boogied.
Now, baby, that was a miracle.
The miracle is anybody believed it.
Hey, Dad, did you see all that money he collected?
Mm-hmm.
Where does that go?
Tell her, James.
I'm going to go pack.
James, I know you want what's best for us. But I don't want you running around the country with that wolf in God's clothing.
This is a chance for me to give you and the kids something to build a life on.
Then think about the kids. We're trying to teach them honesty. What are they going to think when you run around town with Scheming Sam, the ripoff man?
Baby, that man offered me a job making $100 a day. If I live to be 1,000 years old, I ain't gonna get another chance like this. Think what we could do with the money. We could send Michael to law school, JJ to art school. We could even give Thelma dancing lessons.
Yeah, sure. So she could jump out of a wheelchair and boogie, huh?
Well, that was some revival meeting. I never saw so many fabulous clothes in one place in my life.
Maybe so, honey, but they were all on Reverend Sam and his people.
What's the matter with Lona? Don't you dig the rev?
I'm suspicious of anyone who says there's pie in the sky, then announces it's a buck a slice.
Well, nothing comes free in this life.
Or in the next one either, if Reverend Sam has a concession.
I don't know, Alona. He seemed to be doing people a whole lot of good.
Yeah, he kept talking about all of us being equal.
Sure. When the meeting was over, we both left in equally expensive vehicles. Only ours was an old city bus, and his was a customized Cadillac.
Well, I don't care what anyone says. I like Reverend Sam.
Well, speak of the devil.
Only to drive him out of people's hearts, Sister Willona.
You were something else out there tonight, Rev. Pure dynamite.
You sure was. But you didn't light my fuse.
My. Still a non-believer, eh? One of the sadnesses of my calling is that you simply can't reach everyone.
And you got some reach, Reverend. Right from the pulpit to the pocket. You will excuse me. Some of us poor people still have to work for a living.
Wow. You and Dad are going to some great places. Does your crusade go to Hollywood?
Why not? I can see it now. Reverend Sam starring in Blackula Gets Religion. That way, you can get the blood and the money at the same time.
Could you see if your daddy is ready?
Yeah, I'll get him. Daddy, Reverend Sam's here, and he's in a big hurry.
Okay, Michael, tell him I'll be right there. Now, baby, this is something I got to do. And I'd feel a lot better about it if I knew I was going with your blessing.
I can't give it to you for that. I don't want you away from the kids. They need you. I don't want you away from me. I need you.
Baby, I ain't gonna say this but one more time. $100 a day. Baby, without money, people like us ain't got no chance at all.
But it ain't always gonna be that way, James. It says so right in the Bible. The day will come when the lion will lay down with the lamb.
Yeah, but only the lion gonna get up. Ready to roll, Sam.
Fine, James. And I bet you're going with your good woman's blessings.
You lose that bet.
Sister Florida, I do the Lord's work.
I heard that help was hard to get, but I didn't know the Lord was desperate.
I'll get it. Reverend Sam, we have to go if you want to catch that plane.
You're right. And Ed, I'd like you to meet my old friend James Evans, who'll be traveling with us for a while.
Oh, that's great. Our next stop is Philadelphia. It's a good town for you to take over the wheelchair gig.
A wheelchair gig? You're the old man. Oh. In the wheelchair. It's the boogie woogie man.
Well, what do you have to say to that, Reverend?
I hire the handicapped. wait for me downstairs, Ed.
Wow, out of sight. Now, that's heavy. You sure are slick, Rev. But you know what worked better than an old man getting healed? A poor kid getting healed. Like me. Picture this. I come down the aisle in a wheelchair. Everybody's watching me, right? I get down to the front of the stage and I fall out of the chair. And I start crawling to you. Reverend Sam, help me. Please help me. Heal me. By then, the audience is going crazy. Then you come and lift me up to my knees. And you say, you are healed. The Spirit of God has healed you. And I stand up and hold my arms out to the audience and say, I am healed. I am healed. I can walk. I can run. I can dance. I can even boogie it. What do you say, Will? I got a gig?
What do you say, James? There's always room on God's train for one more.
You can make that room for two more, Sam, because he ain't going and I ain't going.
James, you're passing up a golden opportunity.
Sam, they don't print enough money to make me ruin my son's life.
Come on, Dad, ruin me!
Junior, sit down.
Oh, wow. Every time we get something going, it's always...
Hey, shut up!
We don't roar, we don't fight, but we're gonna score tonight.
Still honest, James. I'll be seeing you.
Sam? Baby, I don't know what happened. I guess the numbers just started dancing in front of my eyes. Can you ever forgive me?
Can I forgive you?
And I say to you, God is with you every minute. And when I'm lost and don't know where to turn, I call out to God, Lord, Lord, give me a sign.